Good morning, you guys. It's Debbie Beebe, and I am in Southern California, and it is a beautiful day, even though the skies are cloudy. What a beautiful morning. Thank you guys for being on this call, because you absolutely light my world. I was thinking earlier this morning that we are in the land of Oz, and no, not O-Z, A-W-W-W-W-W-E-E-E-E-S, Oz. You guys light me up, and I am so excited to be a part of this amazing group. And, you know, the man that put this call together, you know, of course I'm reflecting on him this morning before I jump on this call. He is just so full of belief in people, but he's so full of service to people. He sees greatness. And he believes in each and every individual, so much so that he put this call together. Yeah, he brings on the best trainers to train us for sure, but that's because he looks at each and every one of us as if we're the best. And that is what the heart of Isagenics is, and that's why he is the heart of Isagenics. So please welcome to the call, Mr. Lenny Evans.
Oh, Debbie Beebe, how are you? Hi, thank you. I wrote down, and I'm going to sing it. Follow the Isagenic road. Follow the Isagenic road, right? It's just
Isagenic road. I almost spit my coffee out.
And it's clean, and it's step by step, and they tell us what to do. I'm so grateful. Guys, thank you, Debbie. Thank you, all of you, for showing up here on this call. Gosh. Again, every day this week, it's just been blowing my mind, from Dave MacArthur, Udonna, woo. And yesterday, hello, the queen of Never Quit, Rhonda Collier blew our minds, and I'm just so grateful to be part of this conversation, like Udonna said, you know, that's so beautiful. So guys, we're all part of the conversation, so get your favorite drink ready, sit up nice and straight, or if you're standing up, even better, get up as straight as you can, and just take a nice breath in through your nose, but smile. With your lips just gently closed on three. One, two, three, breathe in. And just feel that gratitude and smile. Scientifically, things happen differently that way. And let that go. Smile on the way out, too. Isn't that cool? So, gosh, I'm just so grateful. And, of course, I am so excited about having a drink right now with you. Well, of course, what am I drinking? Amp Knox. Oh my goodness, my friends, I'm so grateful, and I'm so excited about today, because you know, who trains on Thursday is someone who just as real as they come, never hiding anything, just bringing it, and understanding how this game, this not game, but this life works now, right? This how things actually are made manifest, and really understanding that at a high level and bringing it to all of us. And just really, you know, the process of who you become. You know, I've always thought for such a long time about that whole idea. It's Don Neuner used to teach me. It's who you become in the process of seven figures a year. It's who you become in the process of that first million. That's who you become. It's that person. It's so cool. And we know she'll agree with it, and she's a millionaire, I think, number 202. I think I need to start, remember, 201. 201? Good morning, Casey Pluff. How are you?
Good morning. 203, but close enough. 2 and 1 is 3.
203.
So look at that.
Okay. Right on. That's
awesome. I love that you just said that, though, Lenny, as far as the, you know, it's the person that you become. I was going around the house this morning and just letting what I was going to speak about come on my heart, and sitting here with my puppy dogs and Chris, and I'm having my e-shot, and she's having a pina colada, which I think that might be, you know, rolling back out again soon as far as the summer approaches. And I was just, it came to my heart, you know, success without fulfillment, if we're going to think about what, you know, quote unquote failure, which again, you know, we all talk about, like, we don't even believe in failure, because it's just if you quit, you know, which Rhonda is so elegant when she talks about, you know, not quitting. But
you know, you really think about that. And Tony Robbins, we were at an event with him, and I know the BBs were there, and that really spoke to me when he talked about that success without fulfillment is the ultimate failure. And when I was, you know, thinking about, okay, well, you know, as far as when we reach certain stepping stones or goals that we have in Isagenics or goals that we have in life, or we set out to achieve something and then, you know, and then, man, okay, we have it. Well, what is our fulfillment with it? Or is it never enough? Is it always, you know, okay, well, I got to get something else. And that's not that we're not striving to keep growing, right? Because we're either growing or dying, or growing or dying. But to really sit in those moments, like you were just talking about, of gratitude, and really taking a look at everything, you know, we have accomplished in certain states or certain, you know, levels of success, and really taking that time to enjoy and be fulfilled in it. And I was, you know, always, it's always good to do a self-inventory and a self-check. And as I was, you know, looking around, I was looking outside and, you know, the water and the pool and, you know, just being able to move in this new house and, you know, as far as just where the business is and all the new people come into my life and even the recent people that I've been attracting into the business. And it was just really like a moment, okay, pause and really take a minute to accept just the success in it. And everybody is at a different level of, you know, what success is. Everybody's at a different level, meaning, you know, you might have, you know, not done quite as much work as somebody else has, you know, in a certain time frame, or, you know, based on even our passing before we come into Isagenics and start, you know, getting to work to really starting, okay, these are my goals, and especially during this 90-day game plan. And I was speaking with a girlfriend, a business builder, and we're in a 90-day game plan, and we have these certain things, how many people, you know, making certain new connections a day, reaching out to people on our list. You know, as part of the 90-day game plan, we all keep it in a file. We're in a group that, you know, people that are participating in it, they're keeping themselves accountable. And she's like, I don't feel like I'm doing this right. I don't feel like I'm doing it right. And I called her and, you know, I said, well, tell me, you know, what are you doing? What are some things that you were doing? And, you know, she's being so successful right now. She's being so successful right now, even though she might not be seeing it the way I'm seeing it, because maybe the fruits of her labor, you know, haven't been harvested quite yet, but she's in just such massive seed planting mode. And I said, I want you to take a minute, like, you know, you're going to work full time, you're coming home, you're getting on, you're making your connections, you're reaching out to your list, you know, you're taking massive action every single day. I was like, I can't think of anything more that's going to cause more success than that. Other than, of course, our mindset and our shifting and saying, okay, this is seed planting. This is going to just reap such a beautiful harvest. Say that every single time you're reaching out and connecting, knowing that you're planting seeds. And, you know, I was sharing stories of people that I planted seeds with, you know, in 90-day game plan. And ultimately, she's in my organization, like 3 PET down because of a 90-day game plan and me reaching out and planting seeds to people who did say no, that then came back around and it was harvested. So I just want to, you know, are we being fulfilled in our action of taking action? Like, do we have fulfillment why we're building this business? Do we have, because I can guarantee we can hit certain levels. We can hit 6 figures. We can hit 5-star, 6-star, millionaire, whatnot. But I guarantee you there's still that, it's almost like it's the same thing. I almost remember the same type of feelings of, okay, needing to do more. Okay, well, what's the next level? What's the next step? As I was feeling doing my initial 90-day game plan, and I was thinking about how that feeling was so similar, and it's like, you've got to take time. Granted, we got go mode on right now. For people who are doing a 90-day game plan, you got go mode, and it's, you know, it's not about, okay, well, let me just go out and frolic around and, you know, take my foot off the pedal. No, you're going for momentum. You're keeping it on right now. But just to not be in your head about it, or not feel like if the enrollments aren't right now, or if you're not seeing, you know, tons of people joining your business, or, you know, if you're not enrolling or adding people to your, you know, product pages, if you're not doing, you know, 5 a day or, you know, something like that, but you're doing all those connections a day and you're reaching out a day and you're doing the work, you're doing the 90-day game plan, you know, that Isagenics has in the back office. And, you know, you've watched the videos, you know, they're set up for, you got your tickets for your next events. Like, there's so much to be fulfilled and proud of yourself taking those action steps, because that is what success is. Success is just this outer little story that people see this one little moment of, or this walking across the stage, or this one little award that it was made from all those little tiny decisions to pick up the phone, to send a friend request, to make a connection, to invite someone to take a look. That is all successes truly are in this organization, right? Is getting outside of your comfort zone a little bit more, spending time on personal development, reading another book. Like, that is the success. The success is not the millionaire title. That's just a reflection of all that work just done over and over and over and over again, right? The person that you do become. Because I can tell you, if we get to a level, he even used the example of Robin Williams, Tony Robbins did, and just about as somebody who had a family who loved him, you know, was he wanted to be in movies and a comedian and winning all these awards, and but yet there was still not that fulfillment. And so I just really want everybody to think about yourself and the kindness that you show to yourself as we're building this business, as we're on this journey of building an incredible Isagenics organization, and we're freeing people from physical and financial pain, because it really is the successes in the journey, because the journey is never over. You never get to a destination. It's like, all right, well, that's it. Okay, now I'm good, because it's going to go to next levels, but it's just, it really is in the process. And I just, I would love for people to see what I see when I see them in action mode, and what I know is on the other end for them, even during moments of frustration, because I'm like, oh my gosh, I was there, I get it, I know. And, you know, now it's, I'm not going to maybe get as flustered as things during a 90-day game plan, or reaching out, or, you know, those types of things. I'm not going to get quite as, because, you know, it's not my first one. But so that's really just, I want everybody to really, really honor themselves, really, really honor yourself, and know that your action is the success. And that's it. It is that day in and day out, each action step that you're taking, that is the success that so many of us are reaching for, right? But yet, in reality, it's the thing that's right here that we're doing. That's it. And it's not even that we don't even have to reach for it. We don't have to seek it. We don't have to find it. We don't have to strive for it, because just in the action, that's the success. And it's how much success are we going to have? How much action are we doing? And that action, again, what Dave MacArthur always taught about, you want to get to the level where you're 50% personal development, 50% action in your business, merge that together. You know, then that's just such a beautiful thing. But that's definitely what was on my heart today, Mr. Evans.
Oh, Casey Pluff, what a beautiful message. Honor yourself for what's happening. I wrote down the progressive realization of your vision, you know. And if you really look at your vision, if you reverse engineer your vision, then all of those things matter. And honoring yourself, what a beautiful message. I just love it. It's and the seed planting. And, you know, gosh, there's nothing like more disheartening for me as a leader, because I've seen so many people come and go. And the thing that just is the most disheartening is the ones that were just doing the do, and they just didn't see it fast enough, and they quit just right too soon.
Mm.
Oh,
that, I mean, think about that. Think about that. Nature is such a beautiful teacher. Think about that with somebody, you know, that is planting and harvesting and seeds, and right before it was going to sprout up, right before it was about to just show its first little greenness through the soil, it's been working so hard, you know, in its germination phase and, you know, all of that, and absorbing all the things around it, absorbing that, okay, time is now, time is ready, I'm ready. That's happening. That is happening to every single person that we reach out, and it is. And I've seen it too, Lenny, and it just breaks my heart. But, you know, everybody's journey is their journey that they decide, and it's right there, though. It's right there, 1 to 2 conversations away. I was on a call the other day, and it was Jill Bowman and Cindy Hedges. That was awesome to be on with those two powerhouses. And they, you know, were saying, you know, Jimmy Smith always taught me, one on your left a year, one on your right a year. True, like, you know, somebody that really gets it, you know, and just those people that just go all in. And, you know, and you might have to go through, you know, some to find. Of course we have to. It's not just, you know, every single person that we bring in is going to be the one in one. But it was just like that right there is this entire longevity and success and freedom and ability to reach so many people. It's one on your left and one on your right. You guys, that's one to two conversations that you never know which one it's going to be. That's the other thing that I've learned in this business. I don't know about you, Liddy, but you just never know. You never know who that one person's going to be that's going to come up on the left and on the right. So it's just, we don't have to complicate it. We have to love. We have to plant seeds. We have to cultivate that. But you guys, so that's where the success is. The success is not in a rank advancement. That's not it. That's going to happen. That happens because of what you're doing, right? So that's just what we see. That's the outer what we see. That's, you know, the fruit that people see. But the whole success, if the farmer didn't plant it, if the, you know, didn't fertilize and if we didn't water it, there would have never been that fruit. It's all in that middle stuff. That's the success.
I love this. I keep seeing this video that you just described, and the video is all these thousands of little seedlings with big smiles are just about to burst above the surface, and the people are like, you know what? Nope, it's past the day, and they bring like all these machines that have fire, and they scorch it, and they're like, no! They're all screaming, you know? It's like, oh. So, yeah, you know, I think that's one of our roles, too, you know, is being a cheerleader and really cheering people on and getting them, of course, to events because it's at the events that they really see the people that never did give up. They tried one more conversation, one more call, and it was that one. You know, it's always that, you know. Gosh, what a great conversation. This is really great. And of course, being in that honoring place, and that's the trick, I think, sometimes when we stop honoring ourselves for the things that we are doing right, that's a slippery slope. And so we have to, that's what the whole idea of coaching and being there for each other is. And, you know, and that's what I love about our industry and especially our company. We're here to help because the more people that are successful in any team, the more testimonies we have of success for the whole world because so few people even know about this. So it's just a fun journey, isn't it, girl?
It truly is. And I want you guys, you know, to really think about that again. Success without fulfillment is the ultimate failure. That's from Tony Robbins that I got that. So success without fulfillment is the ultimate failure. And if success is in the journey and in the action, like why can't we, you know, be more fulfilled throughout our days with where we are, knowing that success is just, again, it's just the result of all the day in and day out action. So really think about that. Like how much fulfillment are we practicing on a day-to-day basis in our building of our mind and building of our business? Fulfillment. That's my word of the day.
That's the download for right now, people.
My word of the year. My gosh, like I am fulfilled. I am fulfilled. It's a beautiful affirmation. I am fulfilled.
I am fulfilled. God, that just feels right. All the way around. Oh, beautiful, beautiful. Again, beautiful message. And say hey to Chris. And guys, we're so excited that we're all doing this together. I had the most coolest conversation about Isogenics yesterday. I'm just so excited about what's happening. It's fun, you know, and it's a fun thing too because it's such a good thing to be talking about. It's just a good thing, and you just get better at it. You just get better at it. You get better at listening. You get better at talking, guys. It's a practice. That's why we constantly do it, is because it's a practice. Let's make it a practice and never feel like we've arrived. That's like a yoga practice. This is a practice. So, guys, thank you so much for being here. Don't forget playing the field pros with playing the field with the pros. And yesterday's call, oh, my gosh, Jeff Beebe brought on a buddy, Barry Haw. Whoa, a superstar on the rise. Crazy, crazy amazing call. Wow. This company and our teams and us as individuals, we are attracting ourselves. That's what's happening. But even better, and people that have been ready for this and preparing, they didn't even know what they were preparing for. But when we can tap that in, when we can tap people into what they've been preparing for their whole life, and there comes a union of that, Oh, that's path with purpose, my friends. That's path with purpose. Okay, guys, we're ready to rock. I'm going to unmute these lines. Let's do 1, 2, 3, Esogenics, and let's rock.